something for the weekend. Good morning. It is Trina Mari here, and this is definitely something well worth doing for the weekend. We're joined on the line by Peter Phillips, who has organised TED Fest. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Trina, how are you?
I'm great. You know, I absolutely love Father Ted. Isn't it just the best show ever?
You should come to TED Fest.
You never told me.
Years.
Well, listen, I actually did a few years ago. I dressed up as a lovely girl for Halloween. I had the sash and everything, lovely girls contest.
Oh,
so maybe next time.
You should enter the Premier League, lovely girls contest. Come back here.
So listen, tell me, it kicked off a couple of days ago. We're into Saturday now. What's planned for today?
This is the big day. We always say this, like a holy trinity at TED Fest. There's three events that we always do. There's the Ted's Got Talent,
mm-hmm.
we do a lovely girls contest, and in the middle, we do the Craggy Cup. The Craggy Cup, I don't know if you remember 14 years ago, there was an almighty row broke out between Inishmore and Inisheen, the other island, as to who should have Ted Fest. We were on Inishmore, and Inisheen recommendation about it. And we settled it with a five-a-side football match on the beach. I said, whoever wins that gets Ted Fest forever, and Inishmore won it. But every year, we still play the Craggy Cup. It's a priest versus nuns five-a-side football match on the beach. And it's always played as the tide's coming in.
Lovely.
Now,
this
year, we've got a couple of guests coming out, hopefully coming out, look at the weather, but hopefully coming out this morning from Galway is Joe Rooney, Father Damo, and Patrick McDonald, Owen McLove. Joe's been out a couple of times. We thought this is the perfect opportunity to settle an issue that's gone on longer than Brexit.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. Which band are better, Blur or Oasis?
Absolutely. So what we've got is one team is representing Blur and one team is representing Oasis. We've even got the cardboard mask of David Alban and the Gallagher brothers. This will finally say, and Joe is commentating on it.
And I love this lovely girls competition. Is there any particular talent that you're looking for in this competition?
Well, you just got to be lovely.
You got to be lovely. Yeah, a nice floral dress.
Nice flow. You've got to dress nicely. You've got to speak nicely. No cursing. They have thrown out straight away. You just got to be lovely.
You got to love your mammy.
Absolutely. Got to have a lovely bottom. And they've got to walk in and out of the cones to show that off. Probably can't say that now, can we?
It's a wonder the TED Fest hasn't been banned. And old McLove is going to be there with his lovely woolly jumpers.
Oh, yeah. And they've got to make a cake.
They've got to make a cake. Okay.
They've got to make a cake. They've got to cut sandwiches.
Well,
and
actually,
if they get through to the tiebreaker, they've got to have a lovely laugh.
Lovely. All lovely. And did they win anything lovely, or is it just the loveliness of being lovely?
Well, it is. A lovely girl wouldn't want anything other than being called a lovely girl.
Absolutely.
But the materialistic ones never make the cut.
Yeah. The priests are having a dance off as well.
The priest dance off. Yes. Yes.
Is there any particular type of dance, or like, is it like Graham Norton in the Caravan doing the Irish dance and that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Lovely.
What's the record? I can never remember the name of the record.
Oh.
And of course, we've got.
You saw the whole of the moon. Do you remember he sang that one?
Yeah. Absolutely.
See, I am an expert in Father Ted.
That's the name of the song. It's called Beatnik Fly. It's like a sort of 60s surfy twister type song. That's what we use for the priest dance. But of course we've got Patrick McDonald, so we can't resist having Owen McLove host an episode of Blind Date.
Now, I hope he wears a nice, sensible jumper, and a few people will knit him a jumper to bring home as well.
Yes.
Is the weather going to dampen spirits at all, or does it even make it better? Because, I mean, Craggy Island is literally the most miserable place ever, isn't it?
Yeah. We lost the west side of the island Friday afternoon, and we've had to take the roads in today, but that would be fine.
Brilliant. Well, listen, if anybody's interested, there's still time in Inishmore, a.k.a. Craggy Island, this weekend for TED Fest. And I tell you what, next year I am so there, and I want to win the Lovely Girls competition. I could give you a brown envelope or something.
We're always up for that.
Always up for that. Brilliant. Fantastic. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend. There's Peter Phillips from TED Fest. It's something for the weekend on Classic Hits.